B-Pod Studios.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Friday edition of the Rap Party Podcast. I'm Roy Brown. Roy said he didn't want to be the first one to talk. How dare he?
You spoke for him.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. What a Friday show that we had. I think the show went really fast today.
I do, too.
I really couldn't catch up with what we were doing.
I know. Like, for the first hour, I wasn't even paying attention because I was working on this stupid video assignment. you don't hear me much from 6 to 7, well, you know. Busy.
I will say the best thing to do is listen to the show either live on Kiss95.1, live on the app, and then come to the podcast, the Rap Party Podcast, because it makes much more sense.
Right.
But we started the show the same way we finished the show today and yesterday, and that was with Tradio. And we made it happen, Loren.
I know. I didn't think you guys could pull it off. I wasn't all in. And then you started trading these virtual things, and I thought it was silly for a minute. But then I guess I kind of got on board.
But what specifically, why didn't you like it? Like, what's the thing that was so silly about it?
It's not that
You didn't think it was going to work?
Well,
you didn't think it would be funny?
No, I did think it would be
funny.
You
hate us.
I don't hate you. I just thought it was interesting that we were virtually trading things.
Well,
nothing tangible.
Yeah.
And you know what the cool thing was the people that were calling in with items weren't calling in as a sympathy thing.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'll give you my card for your paperclip.
Right.
Yeah. It was like
they were legit trading.
It really would have worked out if we really wanted to do these trades and meet people. But to put it in terms from bookend terms from start to finish, we started with a bottle of hand sanitizer, and Roy ended up this morning at 6:50 with what?
A motorcycle. Well, a dirt bike.
You were listening.
Yeah.
A dirt bike.
A dirt bike, yep.
Yep. And that's pretty amazing. An $800 dirt bike from a $2.50 bottle of hand sanitizer. It's the off-brand, too, by the way.
And how did this whole thing start? Was it because Roy saw a TED Talk where somebody traded a paperclip for
No, it was you guys. You and Nicole started it by saying
somebody
was selling something and they said, I don't have money, but I'll give you a massage.
Yes. Nicole bought a jersey on Facebook Marketplace, and the guy was like so thankful that she had offered him the cash that he wanted for it, because the last two people to get in touch with him, one wanted to give him a back massage and the other one wanted to give him a hammock.
So funny. But Roy, you did say that like one of the TED Talks was about how paperclip ended up becoming into a turning into a house.
Yeah, and that at face value sounds unbelievable until we actually did it, and I feel confident because it wasn't like we were doing, like you said, sympathy trades. This was real trading. And we ended up with hand sanitizer, ended up with a dirt bike. I do think it's possible that you can get a paperclip and get a house.
Yeah,
it's going to take way more time.
That's so crazy.
You know? But yeah,
it's so interesting. And so the other thing we talked about on the show today was Roy's friend has an interesting social media account.
Social media burner account, a fake account for spying. It's not catfishing. It's not a fake account to, you know, go do that whole dating catfishing thing. It's just to be nosy.
And the interesting thing about it was we took phone calls from people who were like, I do this all the time. And one woman called in and said that she did it, but for a good reason. She was checking on her ex, .. who is an alcoholic, and she was making sure that he was okay.
Yeah.
Then, after a little pushback from us, mostly me calling BS, I said, admit it, you still have your burner account. She goes, oh, yeah, and I still snoop on other people now.
So it may have started out that way, but it is what we all do.
Yeah. Yep. Who is the last person you snooped? I'm going to go look. You know what? I can go look on my Facebook history.
Can you?
Yeah, if you go to search, because I search people. And on my search, I did search for an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yep, a while ago. But to my defense, she went to visit another friend of mine who I saw on Facebook. They took a picture together, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what this girl's up to, this girl that I dated, who's now a grandma.
By the way, I just looked at my search on Instagram, and they're all celebrities.
That's funny. What about you, Roy Boy?
I wasn't paying attention. What am I supposed to be doing?
What are you doing?
He's checked out.
I was on Facebook.
Yeah, well, that's good. You're supposed to be on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Go to your search bar.
And what's the last person in your life that, like, you snooped on? that you searched?
Oh, it was, it's not interesting.
Okay.
It's like nothing but like Unilad and like Kiss and then a professor at Harvard.
Okay, all right, not, yeah. So like yeah. I snooped on an X, but and my Insta is like Roy's. Like I don't ever really snoop on Insta.
I'm not a snooper. You know why? I don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't care.
Once you're done, you're done.
Yeah. Which I'm starting to become more and more alarmed about.
That you're closed off to the world.
Yeah, but just like, I don't, you know, I'm just meh, you know?
Not like, about like, the show, though. You're passionate about
the
show.
I'm very passionate about the show because I want the show to be successful and I want to succeed in the show. But we were talking about how, like, if I didn't work here, I probably wouldn't have social media. You know what I mean? Like, because mm-hmm. I don't care about social media.
What would you be into if it wasn't radio?
I don't know.
Real estate.
I do enjoy real estate primarily because I am generally nosy, but I'm not nosy like snooping on people. I just like to know things.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I like to learn new things. I like to know things.
You're curious.
You're pretty well versed. Like,
I'm curious. Thank you. Yeah. It's not that I want to know the scoop. That's not it. I'm just generally like.
You don't need the tea.
I don't need the tea. But one thing, if you say something, I'll be curious about it. Like my friend told me we were at lunch and he's like, yeah, I'm sleeping with this guy, but we're not dating. And I'm like, okay, so you're hooking up? And he's like, what?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No, he's not allowed to hook up with anyone else. And I was like, huh.
You got me intrigued.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very case by case.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating because some people have hobbies and they have certain things that they're curious about and they love sports. But for me, it's definitely it's whatever's happening in that moment.
Right. Like Cam Newton hurt his ankle last night and you could care less.
Didn't know about it until you told me.
Well, I believe that. The game was on last night. There's no way you watched.
Right. I didn't know there was a game on last night.
Do you feel bad for Cam?
No. Why would I feel bad for Cam?
He hurt his ankle.
He'll be fine.
He also made a lot of money doing it.
Yeah, he's a strong guy. He gets paid millions of dollars to throw a football around a field.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
When I play him on Madden 2020, I don't break my ankle, so.
Loren, remember that formula that you could use to find out who was watching, who was checking out your Facebook page?
Oh, yeah. What was
that? Formula?
Yeah, you could go and look. Hold on.
I don't remember this.
How to find out. I'm Googling it. Find out who.
Which, by the way, I think that is just as psychotic as actually snooping on someone, is like wondering who's snooping on you. Like, if you've got the app that tells you who is following and unfollowing you on Instagram and like you're offended that somebody unfollowed you, like, I think that is just as bad as like snooping on someone. And I am the snoop of all snoops.
So if you found out somebody unfriended you, would you care?
No. Mm. And I, like, my best friend. She has the app and she is obsessed with it and she gets mad and then she puts up posts that are like vague booking where I see you looking at me and you're unfriending and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Laura, why do you care?
You just used her name.
I don't care. She doesn't. I mean, obviously she's putting it out there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think I'd care about that either. In fact, you're probably doing me a favor.
Right.
As of April 1st, 2018. An article came out that said Facebook finally lets you see who viewed your profile.
And how do you figure it out?
You can now see who has viewed your Facebook profile. The new feature lets you see who visited your profile in the last 30 days, past day, as well as who viewed your most recent. You go to privacy shortcuts. So hold on. I'm going to do it as well. And on the podcast, y'all can try this too.
Where is that?
I guess you go to settings.
Quick help, maybe? No? Privacy shortcuts. Okay. It's under the question mark.
And then you should be like, there should be who viewed my profile.
Privacy shortcuts.
Do you see that?
Really? This is a thing?
I
can see who sees your future post. I don't see that.
Me neither.
I don't see that.
I wonder if they took it away by now.
Oh, wow. How about this? Yours looks totally different from mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Manny, it doesn't, like, is it under privacy?
That's what it says here.
All right, hold on. See more. By the way, I just said I didn't care about this. Now I'm following you down this rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Okay.
The feature is buried deep in your privacy settings and is only available on the iOS app for now.
Oh, so we have to do it on our
app.
Phone.
Okay.
Okay, well, hang on.
Well, I just read that part. So I can't do it right now, but you guys can.
All right, so hang on. So I got to go to settings and privacy.
I really don't care.
Privacy shortcuts. Well, I do now.
Do you see who viewed your profile?
I just
want to
see if I can find the button.
See more privacy settings. Send your friend request.
To access the list of who has viewed your profile, open the main drop-down menu, the three lines, and scroll all the way down to privacy shortcuts. There, just below the new privacy checkup feature, you will find the new who viewed my profile option. It is not clear if this is just a test or if this is going to be rolled out to all users, but as of right now, it is available. And this was on April 1st, 2019, which was in April Fool's Day, by the way. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was... Yeah, April 1st, 2018.
Oh, this is...
Well, then it's an April Fool's joke.
God, Manny, we followed you down that hole over nothing.
Are you serious?
You think that was an April Fool's joke?
Kind of.
Oh, my God. And you wonder why we have the conversations we have.
But don't you remember, Nicole, before you walk out? Oh, boy.
Manny has been in more trouble today than, like... The whole week combined.
There was a different way to do it, too. Remember that?
No, I don't.
Awesome.
There was a different way. We did it.
You know the best part is that every single person listening to this podcast was trying to do it with us, and then we all got duped together.
I'm sorry. We can edit that. We can just edit that part out.
No, we should leave it. That's hilarious.
Oh God, that's so
sorry,
funny.
Everybody.
Direct
I apologize.
All of your hate mail to at Radio Manny.
Well, I didn't know.
You looked up in the article
because there is a way we did this on the air months ago, if not a year ago, about how you can find out.
So funny.
Okay, I'm putting my phone down.
Amazing.
I'm still looking for it.
Yeah. Hang on here. Oh, no, there's some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It appears that they're draining Lake Norman. Wait a second. No, that was posted on April 1st, 2017.
Oh, that's funny.
Wouldn't that be awesome if, like, news reporters honestly fell for that?
Ron Burgundy style?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, everybody.
That was awesome. All right, anything else we want to talk about?
I mean, no. I thought it was a good week of shows.
It was fine.
I think this podcast was spot on.
Anyone have any big plans for this weekend?
Well, Sterling's parents are in town. Although, so they went to Charleston, and then they drove up to Myrtle. And evidently, when they got to Myrtle, the furniture was, like, damaged, and there was mold everywhere in the hotel room.
Ew!
And so they had got fully comped, and they moved them, I think, to a whole different hotel building. I guess they paid for a comparable stay.
Yeah.
And then now they're driving in today and they're staying in for the weekend. And I can't wait to hear more about their disaster story. So hopefully I'll get a good story for Monday about their vacation horror story. We probably should do a one last vacation horror story since the summer's officially kind of wrapped up. We probably do need to do that break. Hey, what happened to you this summer type of thing?
We can totally do it.
Speaking of, did you hear that they're remaking I Know What You Did Last Summer?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
April Fools.
No, it's no.
Is there a cast announced?
I don't know. I think it's in pre-production.
Last summer.
I Know What You Did Last Summer is currently being produced.
What do we call this?
You do not care about that
remake?
Movie?
No, it's okay. Oh, I'm more of a Freddy vs. Jason guy.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
What's so funny?
Well, it's nobody I know.
Trevor. Who's been announced?
Victoria Justice and Billy Shepard.
Okay. I love that everything's being remade. I can't wait to see the reboot.
Wow, thanks for breaking that.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm on top of the dirty.
Seriously, pass that information over here, buddy.
I never pay attention to your dirties, but I have all the knowledge.
He's got all the tea. He doesn't need to listen to you.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, until next time.
Everybody have a great weekend.
And thanks for listening to the Rap Party Podcast.
We'll see you and share the word. Spread the word about the Rap Party Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.